What is going on, everybody? We are back for another episode of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. Today's episode will go into detail about our Electrify Your Choir show, which takes place tonight. We won't be covering sports today as we are now transitioning into the spring season, but we'll lead with some district-wide news as always. Stick around for another great episode coming your way. The annual citywide spelling bee sponsored by the Junior Women's Club recently took place. East Shore Middle School's Jason Rosado finished in first. Congratulations, Jason. Parent-teacher conferences are coming up. For elementary, they'll be held on Wednesday the 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m., Thursday the 21st from 1:45 to 3:45 p.m., and Friday the 22nd from 1:45 to 3:45 p.m. For middle school, they'll be held on Wednesday the 20th from 1:05 to 3:05 p.m. and Thursday the 21st from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Jonathan Law and Foreign High School will hold theirs on Wednesday the 20th from 1 to 3 p.m. and Thursday the 21st from 5:30 to 8 p.m. The Academy will have theirs those same days, but on Wednesday they'll run from 12 to 2 p.m. and Thursday they'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. There will be an early dismissal for all MPS students on the 20th and 21st. Elementary only will have an early dismissal on the 22nd as well. Last but certainly not least, high school course selections are now available for 8th grade families. You can find a video tour going into more detail on our website under news. That's all we have for news today. Before we get into our main story, let's hear a Parsons Perks joke of the day. I am here with
Kevin.
And let's take it away.
Why are oaks trees so forgiving?
So we like to give the audience a little bit of time to guess, so we'll let the clock tick. All right, let's hear it.
Every March, they turn over a new leaf.
Oh, all right, that's our joke of the day. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Coming up next, our story on tonight's Electrify Your Symphony show. The day has finally come for nearly 500 MPS students to perform in tonight's Electrify Your Choir show. And if you're going to be in the audience tonight, prepare to be electrified. Zumba YouTube sensation Nathan Blake and singer-songwriter Laura Kay have been rehearsing with the students as they prepare to perform together on stage. Last year's Electrify Your Symphony show featuring Mark Wood went so well, we are now bringing the show back in singing form. The students have been working very hard on technique, movement, and how to incorporate energy into performance. What's the preparation been like leading up to the show?
I mean, at first it was kind of confusing, but after a little bit, we started to get it and it was really fun.
It was a very exciting experience. We all got to work together as a class and we all got to have fun, and just it was very, very entertaining and a very joyful experience.
Sure, you need to train yourself to sing certain notes, but it's also the thought of you're going to be on a stage in front of people, so you really have to be one with your like group, the chorus you're in, if you're going to sing. It's very overcoming fears that you have, and I definitely came over a lot of like shyness and stuff that I've had for a long time. And you have to support your friends and stuff to make them sing. Because if you're not singing with them, one person's going to think, oh, they're not singing, I don't want to stick out, and everyone's going to not want to sing. It happened earlier where one person sat down, everyone sat down. And it's kind of like you want to be a leader. You want to be a leader and make everyone else want to be leaders too. So they're kind of taking control of everything, you know?
If there's one thing the students have definitely put an emphasis on when asked about what they've learned from this experience, it's the opportunity they've been given to shine on stage and be themselves.
I've learned that to never be afraid to be yourself on stage and to not let anybody tell you who you are or what you should do, just be yourself.
And what are some of your biggest takeaways from this experience?
My biggest takeaway, definitely all the friends I've made, and again, to just be yourself.
What I learned from this experience is that to just sing and be yourself when you sing and don't just change your character because you're singing to act like someone else. Just be yourself.
I learned that, like, you can't really be afraid. You kind of just have to do it. And once you do it, it makes you feel better instead of just trying to hold it in. That even if you're scared, it's better if you just do it.
One of my biggest takeaways is that to just be myself when I sing and not try to act like someone else, because being yourself is the most important thing when you're singing, and you can sing better when you just are yourself.
One of my biggest takeaways is just trying to be myself and not like try and sing with everyone else, sing like everyone else, trying to like just sing like myself.
I've learned confidence and how to be positive and stuff and not be scared over people gonna judge me and all that. Definitely to be optimistic and positive about stuff and making sure that I bring that confidence to people that really, and show people that people need to be more confident and learn how to be more positive about stuff.
I learned that I only have to think about like what I think and not what everybody else thinks.
My biggest takeaway is to be myself on stage.
I learned that singing is just, you don't have to like do something like random. You can just do it all together and it'll sound perfectly.
I've learned that when you sing, you have to put like your emotion, and you have to put a little bit of yourself into it to, like, to make your singing be unique.
I just liked how it was like very compact. Everybody was listening and how they kept on like going, even though some people were throwing things at each other.
My biggest takeaway from this experience is probably I will take away that like I just have to be myself when I sing it, but hopefully like it'll help me start a career in singing.
The Electrifier Symphony Show is a surefire success, but it's also a lifetime memory for all the students involved.
We hear you!
That's all we have for today's episode. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for our most prevailing stories to date.